stay tuned for one of the most fascinating programs you'll ever hear as we explore the strange and mysterious world of the paranormal and UFOs. Welcome to the Paranet Continuum, a weekly program dealing with extraordinary claims of the paranormal on Earth and beyond. Whether or not you believe in the paranormal, the controversies are real, and this program will try to get to the bottom of it. Your host is Michael Corbin, Director of Paranet Information Services, a global communications network based near Denver, Colorado, dedicated to the investigation of parapsychology, futuristic science, and the UFO enigma. We invite you to keep an open mind as we discuss some of the most fascinating and strange subjects around. Now here's your host, Michael Corbin.
And good evening. Welcome to this edition of the Paranet Continuum, home of common sense, no-nonsense paranormal talk radio. Well, tonight we're going to go on a slightly different course and visit probably one of the most infamous and mysterious mass crimes of the century, and I'm referring to a group known as the Family. Now, as you may recall, the name Charles Manson became synonymous with the gruesome and shocking murders of Sharon Tate, Jay Sebring, Lino and Rosemary LaBianca, and others in 1968. I recall I was fairly young at the time, but I recall it shocked the world. Now, the activities of the so-called Manson family of hippies, who killed on command, was probably one of the strangest cults to hit America, next to Jim Jones and the People's Temple. You might remember that Guyana tragedy where 900 people died, approximately 900 people died from drinking orange soda pop laced with cyanide. Very bizarre story, and I know that a lot of it's been popping up as mind control, experimentation, that type of thing. But anyway, my guest tonight has just published a shocking new book with new information that's never before been released, which continues to support the shroud of mystery surrounding the whole Manson business. Now, we're going to explore also tonight on this program a possible connection between Manson and the infamous Zodiac Killer. The Zodiac Killer, as you may recall, is another bizarre murder mystery that plagued the San Francisco area in the late 60s, around the same time as the Manson family. My guest tonight has got a letter that we're going to talk about on this program. And again, this is something regarding a new book that he has put out called Manson Behind the Scenes. One of the things I found very interesting is that there is a lot of discussion on the internet right now about the Zodiac Killer. I myself personally do not know a whole lot about this stuff, but I was, I guess, chided by someone or goaded by someone, actually several people on the internet within our network on the on Paranet, to get into this because it is germane to conspiracy type stuff. And of course, I find this very, very interesting because this is, you know, this represents, the Manson murders represent one area of a string of strange crimes that have plagued our society over the last few years. And as you recall, as I mentioned earlier, the Jim Jones cult, the People's Temple, was one of those kinds of weird, bizarre episodes where there was a lot of rumors that there was some kind of intelligence group activity involved in it. But I just found this to be very interesting. So we're going to talk about that, this book, Manson Behind the Scenes. My guest is Bill Nelson. Now, Bill is a pro at the media. He's been involved in media for many years, and he's joining us tonight from California. And I've got here, the book is being published by Pen Power Publications, and Bill Nelson is the author. He has spent 7 years doing this research. He's traveled with the mother of Sharon Tate, Doris Tate, and he's wrote his first book on the Manson case in 1991. Nelson has also produced two documentary videos on this case, and he's also attended most of the parole hearings for Manson, the Manson family members, over the past 7 years. And he has a unique place in this case, and he has contacts on all sides. California Breeze Productions is a sister company to Pen Power, and he has broadcast quality or high VHS footage of hearings, the Barker Ranch for television and radio. He's an amazing collection of photographs of Sharon Tate for use on your, you know, different kinds of things. But anyway, It's my pleasure to bring to the program tonight Bill Nelson. Good evening, Bill.
Good evening. Thank you very much for having me.
Well, thank you for being on the program. This is a very interesting, at least personally to me, the Manson thing was pretty interesting. I have a question, though. Why a new book now? I mean, why after 30 years since the Tate-LaBianca murders, why are you publishing this book now?
Well, I'll tell you, the Manson case is that case which used to be called the crime of the century before O.J. And it's the case that would have gone away a long time ago, Mike, would have died if the people given the death penalty would have been executed. But a funny thing happened in 1978. The death penalty was overturned, and by 78, the Manson family members, including Charles Manson himself, were eligible to be paroled. And it's a unique quirk of fate, and a lot of people think it was justice not served. I take a different position. Maybe these unsolved murders that I've worked on, maybe the tie to Zodiac is meant to come out with those people still alive to face it.
Now, that's a very interesting thing. You touched on Zodiac. What, help me out here, my listeners. What is the Zodiac killer?
Well, the Zodiac killings really began in, as far as we can record in history, back in 1966 with the death of Sherry Joseph Bates, a resident of Riverside. She was attending Riverside Junior College. More recently, it became known as Zodiac took credit for the killings he did in December of 68. Just to kind of give a time mark, November 25th of 1968, the Beatles' White Album was released. Charles Manson relied heavily upon that, indicating he was supposed to have been receiving messages from the Beatles through the White Album. And you've got a letter. The Manson family group sent a letter to Sacramento and to Los Angeles mid-December of 68. And then you have the Jensen Faraday Zodiac attack in Vallejo, California, December 20th of 68. Then one that's never been solved is Marina Hobby. She was murdered in the Los Angeles area December 30th, 1968. And it's kind of interesting because there's different killings throughout 68, 69, early 70 that are attributed to a man who signed taunting letters to Zodiac, and he taunted the Times Herald, the San Francisco Chronicle, the Riverside Press Enterprise, and things like that. He dressed up in kind of a garb with a kind of a squared top hood. He had a vest with a emblem over it, a circle with a crosshair through it, and he kind of had to get up, but he always taunted the police saying, "You're too dumb to solve the Zodiac murders. I'm smarter than you." And he did a lot of killing. And I believe that my book is timely because I opened up the door through the letter that I discovered that was actually given to an unsolved murder case on November 21st, 1969. She's listed in Helter Skelter, you'll remember. Mm-hmm. And James Sharp and Doreen Gall were the two Scientology students murdered and left in an alley behind Magnolia Street.
Right.
I have a letter. Don't ask me why a police officer took this letter from the private property possessions of Doreen Gall. And Mike, you go figure. He had this letter for 23 years tucked away in his attic in a briefcase. And while at his house going through some crime photographs, it fell out on my lap. I opened it up. I saw it typed. I knew it was a copy of a copy of a copy because that was his trademark. And it was signed simply in caps to Zodiac.
Wow.
I looked at the officer and I said, "What is this?" He says, "Oh, you know, we found it in her things." Never been seen. My book will document that. And it's an interesting letter because I have to think that Zodiac has been wondering all these years, where is it? Why hasn't that letter been discussed? Well, we're going to expose it, and there's going to be a lot of sparks to fly over this connection to the Manson family.
Okay, hold that thought. We're going to go to break. When we come back, we'll get into some of those connections and some of the interesting aspects of this case. 1-800-836-2009, 1-800-836-2009. My guest tonight is author Bill Nelson. We're talking about his book, Manson, Behind the Scenes. Stay tuned. There's a lot more to follow. I'm Michael Corbin, and you're listening to the Paranet Continuum.